From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. We've come to the final act in the fall elections. Saturday, voters will cast their ballots in runoffs for Senate, Congress, school board, and judge. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Secretary of State Tom Shedler is projecting turnout will be around 40% statewide, down from about 50% for the primary. Secretary Shedler, thanks for joining me from home with the flu.
Well, thank you very much, Amy. Pleasure to be with you.
How do you arrive at that 40% estimate for turnout on Saturday?
Early voting with minus 2 days over Thanksgiving was 221,000 versus 236,000 in November. So a lot better than what we thought, because when I first got into it, I was thinking more like 35%, but I believe we probably can hit 40.
40% is pretty good for a runoff.
I think it is. And you always have a letdown from primary election to the general election. I wish we could prove that wrong, tomorrow, because there's one thing I'd love to be wrong with and eat crow the next day after an election, and that is underestimating the turnout.
Talking about that letdown from the primary to the runoff or the general election, does that make it a little bit like the primary essentially becomes the foregone conclusion for whatever is the ultimate outcome?
Well, it's certainly a barometer, but the other factor, I think, Amy, is that, you know, as you peel off and decide certain elections across the state in that primary, when someone gets that 50% plus one, you know, if people that were interested maybe in that local race or whatever it may be may not go back to the voting poll. You know, we had 14 constitutional amendments. Those are now gone and decided. So there's a lot of factors that play into it. And then, of course, you've got to factor in just the sheer time of year. Not the best time to be having elections between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, you know, we've got a lot of football games issues. I know Southern University is going to Houston this weekend for a championship game. So there's a lot of factors that play into it. But nonetheless, historically, you've always got a substantial drop-off from primary to general.
So do we need to make some changes to our election calendar?
Well, Amy, we've toyed with that, you know, in the past. You know, Louisiana went to a closed primary system to get more in line with national politics on these congressional elections, and then we reverted back. So it's something for the legislature to look at. I mean, I've got a litany of things that I want to discuss with them before we go into session. You know, this past election in November was one of the most historically high elections we've ever had as far as number of candidates, number of offices at play. We had over 130 withdrawals of candidates that by the time a lot of those individuals withdrew, it was too late to get them off the ballot. Just a bunch of things that I want to discuss with them, and we're going to try to do that in a joint meeting that we're going to hold at our office sometime in January, February before they go into session so we can get their attention and see if we can get some folks interested in doing some corrective action.
Yeah, one of the other things that you had mentioned, you know, in November, Louisiana voters had to consider more ballot initiatives than voters in any other state.
Correct.
And you had suggested that we need a fix for that, that 14 constitutional amendments on a ballot is too many.
It's too many, and I mean, people are going in, and, you know, as much as we try to educate, get the word out, nonetheless, it creates a longer line situation. People go in and they're making misinformed votes, or they don't vote at all. I mean, a lot of times you're going in, you don't realize you had those amounts of constitutional amendments. They're not an easy read, as you know, and maybe they don't belong on a federal election like that.
Looking at it with my untrained eye, it seemed that some of the results with respect to the constitutional amendments were based on keywords in the titles of those amendments or in the first sentence of their description. Like, for example, there were two amendments, numbers 3 and 10, that were intended to address issues of blighted properties in local municipalities. And one of them dealt with tax sales and used the word tax,
yeah.
And that one went down. And
yeah.
Another one was about the redemption period for properties, and that one succeeded.
Good point. And, you know, that's another issue certainly to be discussed with the legislature, because all those things are fueled at the legislative side. Those wording has to be verbatim of what is passed in that legislation. You know, we merely put down what we have to put down by law, what they've passed.
Do you think that the Secretary of State's office needs a little bit more discretion in terms of writing some explanatory language or writing the titles for those amendments?
Well, you know what I would love to do? If you're familiar with Public Affairs Research Council, who does a great summary on all constitutional amendments, they don't tell you how to vote, but they tell you what it is today, and they tell you if you vote yes, this happens. If you vote no, this happens. I would love to be able to put that on the ballot as a summary underneath. The problem, Amy, is that I would not even have room to do that on the ballot. This past election in November, we were absolutely stretched to the max to try to fit that ballot on the machines. I think the issue was more the size of ballot. If there was another reason, I haven't discovered it yet.
What was the drop-off from those constitutional amendments from number 1 to number 14?
I think once we got beyond the top 3 or 4, it fell off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I do not have that data in front of me. As you know, I'm talking to you from home with the flu, so I don't have it in front of me.
But that's the reason to limit it, right?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Yeah, is to mitigate that drop-off. Tom Shedler is Louisiana's Secretary of State. I hope you were feeling better by Saturday night.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. This interview perked me up.
All right.
Thank you, Amy. Yes, thank
You're
you.
Very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.